What a beautiful day. Sun shining, birds singing, and there's only one person that we can thank for it all, and that is our Lord and Saviour and his Father, who created everything, created you and me. And the one thing that he created through those that come before us, our forerunners, is the scriptures, which enables us to come around his word and to learn from it and to listen from it and be guided by it to help us get through the trials and tribulations of this world. The reading I've selected for this morning is Romans 8, 1 to 18, which is entitled Life Through the Spirit. Therefore now there is no now condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with what the Spirit has in their mind sets what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even your body is subject to death because of sin. The Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. And if we are God's children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory. What a wonderful passage of Scripture. Could not be any clearer. But let's just come before Heavenly Father and ask him to just open up his word to us this morning. Heavenly Father, I humbly ask that you take me and use me as your instrument. Use my lips as your lips this morning, Lord, to deliver your message, the message I believe that you've given me. Lord, I pray that you will allow me to deliver it with your power and with your authority. And Lord, that we recognize and take heed of what you have to say to each one of us, because you've got something to feed each one of us. And Lord, we ask it in a precious name, the name above all names, the only name by which we must be saved, your Son, Jesus. Amen. You know, from our reading from Romans 8:1, which I've entitled, there are only two options, and the choice is yours. Only two options. Now, I'm sure most of you are aware that Linda and I have just returned from a nice break away in the sunshine. The Lord blessed us with travelling mercies on the outward and the return journeys, which was brilliant. And you know, the weather. Well, you see, what it's like, we brought some back for you. It was lovely to get away. It was lovely to have a rest. Our holiday resort was nice. We had a couple of swimming pools we could choose to go in. Both a little bit cool when you started at first, but soon warmed up, and you were glad to get out of the heat, to be honest. And there was also some beds there which you could lie in and just relax and read your book. Parasols, lovely. And breakfast, right through to dinner at night. It was all provided. No dishes for me to wash. Oh, it was brilliant. A lot of people might think, wow, it must have been lovely to get away to all of that. You know, but it soon became clear, although the climate had changed, we were soon reminded that we were still in this world. There were those whose idea of a good holiday were centered around alcohol. From after breakfast, some of them would start consuming it, and they'd be still consuming it whenever we'd go to bed at night. And I don't know how much of their holiday they remembered, to be honest, but I didn't have any sore heads from it, thank goodness. But that's the Lord looking after us. There were occasions when the language around the pool area could get a bit colourful, to say the least, even when there were children around, which years ago would never have happened, but now it just shows you how things are changing in this world. And this is parents even using the bad language when their children are around. And then they get annoyed when their children come out with it. You think, well, where did they learn it from? So you've got to be careful what you teach and what you say when children are around, because it'll come back and bite you. It became clear that although we could get away from the bad weather that we had experienced here in Coningsby, we could not escape the bad behaviour that is clearly evident throughout the world today. Should we be surprised? No. Not if we know our scripture. If we turn to 2 Timothy 3 verses 1 to 5, it warns us that as we get closer to the second coming, things will be like this. And it reads, "But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people." Wow. Couldn't be any clearer, could it? Powerful bit of scripture. Now, that's very good advice. But when you're on holiday and you're trapped in an environment, it's very hard to get away from behaviour like that. And it's very hard to ignore it, especially when you have got the Spirit inside you, because all of the bad stuff that comes out, it annoys you, hurts your ears, some of it. You know, when you're entrapped, that's when we really need to know our scriptures and rely on that for protection. Because without the Lord, we are useless. We need his power. Turning again to scripture, to John 15 and 19. This is why you shouldn't be annoyed whenever you hear this. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world. And I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. You can understand why when you encounter worldly behavior that you feel grieved in your spirit. Don't let it worry you that you feel grieved. It should actually reinforce your faith, because it goes to prove that although you're in the world, you're not really off it, because you belong to the Lord. We only arrived back from our holiday in Gran Canaria on the early hours of Tuesday morning after a 4.5-hour flight, which was on time, so can't complain there. Had a wee bit of turbulence on the way back, but it's when you get used to the Lincolnshire roads, it was nothing, you know, it was just like driving along the 153. But as you can imagine, after that, we got off the aircraft, collected our bags, and came through customs with nothing to declare as normal. We had an hour and a half's drive after picking up the car, which was no problem. The roads were nice and clear. We made good time back, and as I said, travelling mercies were again on hand, graciously free of charge from the Lord, which was beautiful. As you can imagine, we were very tired and pleased to be home. Yes, we had great weather. We were able to relax and enjoy the sunshine. And when we think back on it, in spite of all of the bad behaviour and the language of a few, not everybody, there were a lot of the people there who were very, very friendly, very nice, all different races from different parts of Europe and beyond. Some spoke good English, some didn't, and sometimes that was a blessing as well, because you didn't know when they were, what they were saying. You can normally tell actually whether when their voices raised, it was something that you didn't want to hear anyway. It's important to remember that we shouldn't put everybody in the same little pigeonhole and paint everybody with the same brush, as it were. And there's nowhere more in scripture which makes this quite clear to me than John 3:16. We must remember, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." The gospel in a nutshell. You know, if you don't get any more gospel out to anybody, make sure that you get that one out, because that lays it straight open in a sentence. Nobody can misinterpret. If God so loves the world, whoever believes in him shall not perish, but will have eternal life. Yes, God loves everyone. No one, not anyone, is beyond his forgiveness if they humble themselves and accept his precious gift and claim Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. You know, if you're listening to this message today, here, or in the future on the net, I pray that if you haven't already made that decision, that you will consider the options. The best option is to ensure that you accept God's offer of his Son as your Lord and Saviour, and have your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then you can claim what we have heard this morning in the last verse of the opening reading from Romans 8:17, which goes, "Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory." But the thing is this, if your name is not recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, as we can read from Revelations 20, 14 to 15, then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name was not found written in the Book of Life was thrown into the lake of fire. Wow. You will notice those two options. You can share in Christ's glory, or you can join those whose names aren't in the Lamb's Book of Life in the lake of fire. And I know the choice that I would like to make. There are only the two options, you know, and the choice is yours. It's an individual choice. There is nobody forces anybody. There is nobody that can do it for anybody else. I can only give out God's word. Anybody, you can only give out God's word. But it's up to the Holy Spirit to water that word, to implant it, to open the ears and soften the hearts of those who hear it. And to either, then the choice is theirs. And they will have to accept the consequences of their choice. So don't ever feel that you're unworthy because you've done your best with someone and they keep ignoring, because that isn't your job. Your job isn't to save them. Your job is to proclaim the gospel and to offer whatever assistance and advice that they require from you. But there are only the two options, and the options and the choice is yours. Amen.